If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tofupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, I was actually listening to your show last night, and I know that you covered the first story about Adcock Ingram.
We definitely did, Cesar, and this is quite crucial because it really just speaks to the deal flow of mergers, acquisitions and corporate activity that we're witnessing in South Africa. Whilst we'll focus extensively on the likes of Canal Plus and MultiChoice, who have gotten the green light on their deal, the likes of Adcock Ingram, the next time you see Allergex, Panado or Carenza C, know that they are essentially the producers of these particular drugs. They are also facing potential deal flow. This does entail the fact that they have a shareholder, an Indian company called Natco Pharma. Now, they are set to acquire all the remaining ordinary shares in the group. Now, it doesn't necessarily make them the majority shareholder in the company. It just takes up their stake to 35%. But this does shift the play and the landscape, because they could potentially face delisting from the JSE, as this would then be taken in as a private company and still have the majority shareholding of Bidvest. Adcock Ingram, we still have some details to go through in terms of the valuation, which is currently at about 75 rand a share for this particular deal. It is valued at about 4.2 billion rand in total, but participants of the market enjoyed this particular announcement yesterday because the share price did move up by 21%. Again, I do think that it does speak to the case study of solid South African businesses who have built and evolved over centuries and sometimes decades on end to really ensure that they find themselves being so globally competitive that their peers just decide to either partner or take them over. So quite keen to see how this one does evolve in the years to come.
And then the company that owns Google, Alphabet, they posted the Q2 results and they were actually better than expected, hey?
Yes, much better than expected. And this came as good news for many investors. You'd also be well aware, Cesar, we've actually seen a significant rise and shift in stocks and share prices like that of Alphabet, together with the other Magnificent Seven stocks. Think Apple, Amazon, and a few other players in the technology space. But as for Alphabet, they made it very clear that not only has their revenue improved significantly, outcomes in terms of their earnings also positive, but they are looking to spend at least $85 billion on capital expenditure, specifically investing in AI infrastructure to meet the growing demand for cloud services. And I think this is quite telling, because if we do take a look at where these companies are typically moving to, it does seem as though artificial intelligence is a key growth driver for them. What's been interesting, though, in terms of their revenue, they did see a slight decline, largely when it comes to YouTube platform services and advertising. Let's not forget that they do find themselves in quite a conflicted conversation with members of the media at a global level, given the fact that typically Google News tries to consolidate all the news and information and data that we get online, thus taking away the revenue streams of media companies who rely on audiences to click on their website. So that's still quite a contentious issue that we have to see details on.
And then what are the markets looking like?
The markets are on an all-time high. This is where there's been a lot of activity, so it's been amazing for South African shareholders. Whilst the All-Share Index really is just the proxy for an overview or the best performing average of the market, it does give us some perspective on how we've been performing. We are above 100,179 points for the JSE All-Share Index, so definitely some celebrations will be taking place there. Currency-wise, 17.52 to the US dollar, 23.79 to the pound, and now 20.63 against the euro.
And so, I have to ask you this because I know you're in Durban. What's the weather like?
Oh, sunshine, clear skies, cool but not cold.
Well, thank you very much. And so we're going to leave it. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula Tofupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.